Let's catch up with Gary Crisp now from Racing and Sports. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good. Showing yourself.
Terrific. Great weekend of racing, albeit on the wet track yet again. As I mentioned to Mark Van Gestel, when we strike some decent tracks, there'll be a few horses probably improve out of sight, won't they?
Yeah, I think that's right. Some of the form will get turned on its head. But having said that, the market's been pretty active in getting most of the races right over the last few weeks as well. So punters have been right on the mark generally. So as they normally are, Sean.
Yeah, Jamaica, lovely win of the BMW.
Yeah, look, it was good to see her bounce back to winning form. She's had three runs leading into the BMW, and of course it saw her just get beaten in the Australian Cup there by Humidor, and that run obviously brought her to a peak here on Saturday, and we've got her going a few pounds higher than her Caulfield Cup win. She now sits at a time form rating of 124, which is pretty much right on the five-year winning time form rating average for this race. The same level as the great Mackay Diva back in 2005 and a pound higher than Silent Achiever in 2013. So she's in pretty elite company after that win on Saturday, Sean.
Unfortunately, Tobago pulled up lame, which is bad luck for them.
Yeah, look, he was never really in it at all, was he, from the minute they jumped? It was obviously something wrong with him. So hopefully he's okay and he'll bounce back at some stage in the next few weeks. But the race itself is interesting. I mean, Humidor, I think, probably just didn't have the race run to suit him and didn't get through the ground all that well. He seemed to struggle, to run down Jamaica. And of course, we saw, the filly, La Christie Spirit, go out with that big lead. And I think that put some of these horses out of their comfort zone. I mean, Jamaica, was beautifully ridden by Huey Bowman, just had the nice trail into the race. So a few of these, I think, Exoteric's one, I think, that will probably improve if we do get back on top of the ground. Obviously, he's a quality stayer from the UK and got through the ground all right, but I think he's probably better off with a little bit firmer track. We should see him maybe improve as well, though I'm not sure what's left for him here. Maybe something up in Queensland where obviously Winx is not going.
Now, the Vinery, it was a bit of a crash and bash finish there, and there's a few of these you could probably almost forget they went around.
Yeah, it was a rough house race, wasn't it, at the finish. Montoya Secret's been a steady improver. She was very good at Mooney Valley leading throughout their last start and won with plenty in hand. And she's, come on from that again. She's her last three wins, she's made pretty significant steps in her ratings. And we've got her going on Saturday to 112, which is the same level as Single Days went to last year. But well under horses like Miss Finland and Machine, who rated around the 120 mark. But certainly she's got plenty of upsides, only lightly raced. And she really attacked the line strongly there at the finish. And so who knows, I don't think the 2400 of the Oaks would trouble her either. And Nurse Kitchen, horse that obviously does prefer the wet, her best form has been in the wet. She was just touched up late there on Saturday. So if she does get damp track in the Oaks, she's certainly in play there. And Harlow Gold was good, a different form line coming into the race from the Australian Guineas and down in Melbourne. And of course, saw this filly run second to La Christie Spirit in the VRC Oaks. So she's well on track for that. She'll be probably fourth up into the Oaks. So, she's making steady progress. She sits with that time form running around 110, so there's not much between her and the winner.
Zanbar was a tough win in the Emancipation.
It was. She was probably due for another win, Sean, won this race back-to-back. It's an interesting race for mares that have won it back-to-back. We've seen Catkins do that back in 14-15, and, of course, Guy Rush trained by the late Guy Walter in 12 and 13. So it's been an interesting race, for mares to win back-to-back. And Zanbar was third up there on Saturday, and a great ride by Hugh Bowman to have a handy in the run off a very slow tempo. Of course, she always looked as if she was going to get there and took her the very last few strides. But she is back to her best figure of 112 on that run, which is just slightly down on the five-year winning average for this race. Catkins, for example, was around the 114-15 mark, and Sky Rush the same, but certainly very brave performance. This race has turned up a couple of winners of the Queen of the Turf, which we'll see in a week or so at Randwick. Eamon Muren and Diamond Drill both came through the race to win that race. So obviously from a future form reference, our listeners should keep an eye on this race for that race.
The fifth, and the dogs were just barking John Snow all day Friday. He's by Ifrage, and he throws absolute, they do breaststroke, some of his. They love the wet.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're absolutely right. Well, I mean, the form of the New Zealand Derby has started to stack up pretty well, and he was, died in the wool mudlark, as you said, and against a field which, some of them were Pate Prize Icon out, but, the rest of them were sort of a bit below quality for this sort of race. And I suppose there was also doubt that Prized Icon is better on top of the ground. So it's no wonder they did come for him like they did. And, of course, the race was really never in doubt. He's a Dow stayer. He's only won two races, Sean, from 11 starts. But he's always been consistent. In New Zealand, obviously, he's run third in the Derby over there. But, he was placed in a few lead-up races. So he's not there. Their top draw 3-year-old, obviously Junior Nuts is a much superior horse, but he certainly had everything fall his way there on Saturday and got the job done. We've got him going there to a figure of 117 on Saturday, which is a pretty good number for this race. Horses like Araki, who came off it, run well in the Derby, ran a similar sort of number. But below a horse like Starcraft, who won it in 2004 with a rate of 119 and then went on and won the Derby. But he's certainly going to be in the race, particularly if it's wet. And if it's on the dry side, I wouldn't be ruling Price Icon out. I thought his run on Saturday was full of merit. And, he's a horse that's got, 3 or 4 lengths up his sleeve on his best form. And I think that he's probably close to that next time we see him, provided the track is a lot better than it was on Saturday.
Now, the Doncaster Prelude, we saw Spectroscope get the money here. Can you see any of these going on to win the Doncaster?
Well, interesting, this race hasn't really been a crash-hot guide to the Doncaster itself in recent time, but I think there's been a winner of it complete the double. So I guess that's the query on the race. I mean, we've got Spectroscope going to figure 114 on Saturday, which obviously is his best figure here and his best figure overall, even better than his numbers that he ran to when he was in France, when he had a relatively limited career there between 1,600 and 2,000 metres. But obviously a very promising horse, but like I say, history of the race is going into the Doncasters against him. You'll need a far superior field to what he met here, but he did have that turn of foot, which all good horses have, and put the race away quickly. So if he can make further improvements, you'd have to think that he'd be there amongst the chances on Saturday. Obviously, depends on how the final field takes shape. But he was a good, strong performance. And no doubt, it's an interesting runner. Coming off some good form there, is obviously he was beaten in Benchmark Company. 3 starts back, but he ran to a high figure there, his career best figure on Saturday. But I'll be wanting to do that again before I'd be too confident about him. And Marin Austro was very good there first up and ran to his peak figure, which is a good sign for him going forward.
All right, now a sign got the money in the Neville Selwood by Monsieur, and they were now with trackers as well.
They are. Look, he's quite a talented stayer, this guy. He's only had a handful of runs in Australia, really. He's had a couple of preparations prior to this, and we saw him last spring when he won the Herbert Power and beat Big Memory, and before that he'd raced well behind El Mandan at Caulfield. So he's a quality stayer, and obviously the form's there around his performances, and of course on Saturday he was very strong second up, so you've got to assume that he's going to improve off that again. And obviously Sydney Cup, I guess, goes he's his target, but his form in Australia has been very good. We've got him going to a new career figure of 115, which eclipses his form back in Ireland as a young horse. So he's certainly been very well handled by Robert Hickmott, and he'll strip, I think, fitter on Sydney Cup Day and be hard to beat.
Jungle Edge won the Star Kingdom, Gary, and everyone just wanted to tip it to you before the race, and it raced like a real good thing, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly did. Look, it's great to see Kevy Forrester back in winning in Metropolitan Mary. He's been around for quite a lot of years, but still, a very accomplished rider, as he showed there on Saturday, and he stacked it sealed up. And Jungle Edge just was way too good in the conditions. He's won 10 races now, Sean. They've all been in the wet, so he's an absolute mudlark. And his recent form's been terrific. Like last start, he was great behind Russian Revolution and Red Zoe in the in the Galaxy, and first up before that, he wasn't far away in the Challenge Stakes. So he seems to have gone to a new level this time in, obviously aided by the by the wet tracks, but certainly we got him running to a figure 117 on Saturday, which is the best figure that he's ever ran to in his whole life. So you couldn't rule him out of anything going forward if the tracks remain wet. So and he makes his own luck in front. So pretty handy horse at this time of the year. And I think impending was a pretty good run, particularly the way this race was run. I don't think it suited him at all, and I do think he's probably going to be better on top of the ground. You've got to remember this guy, he's only three against the older horses here on Saturday, but he's got some good form. Last preparation, obviously, a winner of the Stan Fox, and was fourth in a Corporate Guinea. So you're talking about a quality colt here. And I think he's ready to win, obviously, with a bit firmer track in mind.
All right, the Squip of Essence and the Paul Perry camp can always find a nice horse, can't they?
Yeah, they certainly can, and this guy was very strong from the front. Did all the work up there, and came off a pretty good run in the Pango Pango, I guess, behind a single bullet, and carried on from that on Saturday, and won pretty convincingly at the end. He had them all struggling in the conditions, and the story was very good. And back, going up from 1100 to 1400, second up and up in grade from a midweek win. I thought he did very well. He's a promising type, I think, who will take plenty of improvement out of the race. And the third place, Murray, came through the Blue Diamond form and ran well enough. So there is a little bit of meat to this form, Sean. So it'd be interesting to see how it does work out going forward.
Now, what was your standout over the weekend? What really caught your eye, Gary, anything?
Look, I really think Price Icon's a horse, providing he gets a reasonably good track in the ATC Derby, I think we'll see a much better performance from Prized Icon. But I thought him and the other beaten runner, I think, is ready to win, is impending. I think both those colts, I think, are ready to win in the next couple of weeks.
All right, terrific. We'll look forward to catching up and chatting with you the next week, Gary. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too, Sean. Thank you.
Gary Crisp from Racing and Sports, joining us.